It was one hot summer day in Atlanta, Georgia, 2018. I had an outdoor concert to go to. I picked out what I wanted to wear earlier that week. It's a pair of printed shorts and a choice between two tank tops, both a different shade of pink. I had it all planned out. Around this time, my closet was beginning to look a little thinner than usual because I had already begun my minimalism journey, so it was important that I had everything laid out. It usually takes me about an hour to get ready. Sometimes an hour and a half if I plan on taking selfies or bathroom mirror pics. Don't judge me. I took a shower. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fresh and clean. I lotioned up and put on my smell goods. I head on over to my closet and grab the articles of clothing that I planned on wearing. I tried on the shorts, and then I tried on both tank tops. And guess what? Neither look worked. In my mind, they would. I guess you could argue that I should have tried them on earlier that week, but who has time for that? At this point, I'm frantic and sweating and freaking out because now I don't know what to wear. And for some, fashion comes easily, but not me. I have to put quite a bit of thought to look half as decent. I get a text that my ride is on the way. Oh my gosh, what the freak am I wearing? I eventually found a short dress that I hadn't worn in a while, and I went with that. At this point, I didn't care. I just wanted to feel good and finish getting ready. Before walking out, I looked around my room and I noticed that it was messy. I mean, clothes everywhere. Was the mess and stress all worth it? Absolutely not. Ladies and gentlemen, that day was the birth of my journey to switching to a monochrome wardrobe. In fashion, a monochrome or monochromatic wardrobe is wearing pieces of clothing with the same color. I would begin to remove bit by bit of any choices of color from my closet, except for colored shoes and accessories, because, you know, I mean, I still like to have fun. It took me a while to transform my wardrobe, but my decision to wear mostly black and occasionally grays and whites has been one of the best decisions of my life. Why? Because it reduced the probability of decision fatigue in my life. What is decision fatigue? I'm so glad you asked. Decision fatigue refers to the declining quality of decision that one makes after a long day of making decisions. It's the reason why notable people like President Barack Obama and Steve Jobs have worn the same colors or same type of clothing while being active in the roles we know them for. Listen, decision fatigue doesn't only affect the quality of decisions you may make later in the day, but it affects your productivity and your ability to think strategically. Because of this, I personally don't like to make major decisions later in the day, and I give myself time to think on it. This is also true for me when it comes to making purchases. I'm the type that will have something sitting in my Amazon cart for a day or two before I buy. My motto, no regrets. But you don't have to do what I do to help you make better decisions. In the next few minutes, I'd like to share with you ways that you can avoid decision fatigue and increase productivity for yourself. Number one, simplify your choices. The more choices you make throughout the day, the more your brain works. And just like your body, the more your brain works, the more tired it will become, and it creates a higher chance of it making poor decisions. Switching to a monochrome wardrobe has afforded me more mental space for those things that require me to be sharp in my decision making, such as work and choosing the right mate. Right now, my closet is full of black clothes with a hint of gray and white articles of clothing. This was an easy decision for me because black and white is my favorite color combination. But the simplification in your life could be different. Maybe it's meal planning on the weekends for the upcoming week, or sticking to one hairstyle for a season. I've done that too. Or you can plan when to make tough decisions, giving yourself and your brain a boundary to perform effective decision making. You'll eventually find your decision-making rhythm, and I believe you'll be able to make tough calls on a whim's notice. Number two, make the tough decisions in the beginning of your day. You ever procrastinated on making a big decision? I mean, it was overwhelming and you would rather someone else make it for you? Do this. Eat the frog. In one of my YouTube videos, I shared a method some have called eat the frog or eat the frog first. This is where you do all of the difficult things or the things you dread doing but need to do first. You either do them in the beginning of your week or the beginning of your day. Like Mark Twain said, if it's your job to eat a frog, it's best to do it first thing in the morning. And if it's your job to eat two frogs, it's best to eat the biggest one first. First of all, ill. Second of all, profound. This method discourages procrastination. Making difficult decisions first thing help you to build momentum for the day or the week and increase productivity. Number three, don't make permanent decisions out of temporary emotions. Now this one, I've had to learn the hard way. I bet we can both admit that we've made decisions with the wrong motives, probably due to our emotions. And unfortunately, that comes at a price. People choose their mates, quit their jobs, sever relationships, and make poor financial decisions out of emotion and not strategic and effective decision making. You never want to make permanent decisions out of temporary emotions. That's why I like to check the condition of my heart and the clarity of my mind before I make decisions. Am I angry? Am I frustrated? Am I infatuated? Am I stressed? Do you know your heart can trick you? Here's a secret. You listening? Sleep on it. If you feel like you need to make moves, wait until the emotions have passed and see if you still feel the same way. In addition to this, think about the consequences of your decision. In the long run, will it affect you positively or negatively? Are you losing or gaining with your decision? And this leads me to my bonus tip for you. Don't make potentially life-altering decisions alone. Major key. If you have trusted advisors, mentors, friends, and loved ones, invite them into your decision-making. Those we love and trust have the ability to see sides of us that we can't see. They sometimes are able, due to experience and wisdom, to see the repercussions or the rewards from the decisions that we make. And sometimes the decisions that we make affect our loved ones too. Save yourself the heartache from repeating the mistakes of others and seek wisdom and counsel for the paths that you choose to take. All in all, changing my wardrobe has been a game changer for me. It's one less thing for me to think about. I don't spend as much time figuring out what to wear as I used to. So now I have more time and mental capacity, which in turn has increased my productivity. And I'm excited to see that other people have followed suit and switched up their wardrobe as well. I'm not suggesting that you switch to a monochrome wardrobe, but I am suggesting that you do what you have to do to increase your productivity by avoiding decision fatigue, whatever that looks like for you. The decisions we make will affect our lives, the lives of those around us, and those to come after. I mean, just look at our world now. Generations later, we're still feeling the effects of the decisions that people long before us have made. So do yourself a favor, and all of us a favor, and choose your decisions wisely. Thanks for listening. Until next time.